It's Thursday, September 16th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. COVID-19 cases have dropped for the first time in 9 weeks in Oregon. The Oregon Health Authority reported more than 2,000 new COVID cases and 46 deaths in Oregon yesterday. As for hospitalizations in the state, officials tell us there are more than 1,000 COVID-19 patients. 92% of ICU beds are being used across the state. Portland public schools are now eyeing a possible vaccine mandate for eligible students. A new dashboard run by the district shows 49 students and 10 staffers have isolated just a few weeks into the school year. That means they tested positive or possibly a presumptive case. An FDA advisory panel will meet tomorrow about booster shots for Americans who received the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The agency released new documents from Pfizer that claim protection from its vaccine declines after 6 months, but increases to 95% after a third shot. The latest jobs report shows an increase in jobless claims. 332,000 new claims were made last week. That's 20,000 more from the week before, as the Delta variant weighs on the economy. Four elite gymnasts testified on Capitol Hill yesterday. They testified about years of sexual abuse at the hands of former team doctor Larry Nassar and the cover-up that followed. A Department of Justice Inspector General's report found FBI agents failed to act on reports of abuse, then lied about how they handled the investigation. The gymnasts are calling for the agents to be prosecuted. President Joe Biden unveiled a new security partnership with Australia and the UK focused on the Pacific region. They're calling it AUKUS, and it comes as tensions have escalated on the Korean Peninsula. Under the agreement, the three nations will work to cooperate across several areas, including defense, technology, supply chains, and information sharing. For more content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.